This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So glad to have you today. We got a lot to talk about. I'm really, really disappointed in what I've seen on social media where people are like, woohoo, Donald Trump is COVID, woohoo, and they're celebrating. And, you know, people, come on. Whether Biden, Obama, George Bush, Pelosi, if anybody gets, you know, infected with something or gets sick, remember, we're people first, okay? Don't let politics, you know, turn you into animals. But am I the only one that thinks this whole thing is awfully suspicious? I mean, look at how all the headlines are about, you know, COVID. All the headlines about Trump having COVID, and now there's been a COVID cover-up, and couldn't have come at a better time for the Trump administration after the debate debacle. So, I'm watching everybody just kind of tear this story to pieces and, you know, dissect it and all that, and I'm kind of thinking that there's some upsides to this and some downsides to this. Okay, so downside. All right, COVID is a virus, and it is a deadly virus. Donald Trump is 74 years old. He's technically in the obese category with his BMI. I think his BMI was 30 or 31. I think he also has some mildly high cholesterol, so he is in a high-risk group. All right, if he does get, although we're hearing at first he had no symptoms, and then now he said he has had fatigue. He had fatigue when he was on Air Force One. But then again, if you were 74 years old with a debate like that, remember, you had to debate both Chris Matthews and Joe Biden, and then you're running around doing everything you're doing in Minnesota and whatever, I wouldn't be surprised if somebody was a little pooped. So, but technically he has a symptom of COVID. Okay? And I'll tell you what the isolation and quarantine guidelines are with that. But being 74, having some symptoms of COVID, having positive COVID tests, does make people nervous. God forbid anything happens to President Trump, Vice President Pence would take over. If anything happens to Vice President Pence, God forbid, Nancy Pelosi takes over. God forbid. So, you know, there's obviously downsides, all right? And nobody should be celebrating somebody getting a virus that could be deadly. Now, what are the upsides? Wow. There's a lot. For the Trump campaign, this is huge, which is why I almost wonder if this was planned, okay? Like I said originally, it already changed the narrative. No one's talking about change of conversation. Nobody's talking about the debate. Thank God, I'm sick of the debate, all right? The Proud Boys and who the Proud Boys stand for and all the other stuff and Kayleigh McEnany having to say he denounces white supremacy, the white supremacy conversation on the back burner. Now everybody's talking about him having COVID. Number two, is Donald Trump having COVID, being COVID positive, and his wife Melania, who's 50, and they still working, still doing their TV releases, which is or TV shots, which I believe Donald Trump is going to be doing another press conference, but he's going to be doing it, I think, at his remotely, was kind of helps those on the COVID side that are like, look, this isn't, you know, like Ebola, okay? You know, and it's not like flu, you know? Some people can technically have COVID and they're just fine. If that's the narrative the White House administration wanted to push, you have Donald Trump with a positive COVID test, I wouldn't be surprised if people want to see proof, you know? And he's like, look, guys, I'm fine. I'm still able to do my job for the White House. Starts to kind of help support their push to get the economy back opening and for us not to always be in hysteria about the virus. Another positive with this is, let's say, God forbid, the president does get more sick, let's say, and he feels the symptoms. And what I've noticed online is when somebody does get COVID and they get the body aches and they feel like crap and they feel flu-like and they're down for the count for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, whatever, their attitude towards COVID changes. And their attitude is like, okay, you know what? Nobody who hasn't had COVID shouldn't, you know, comment on the severity until you've had it. So if Donald Trump is positive for COVID, which, again, I'm believing, but I'm just wondering, this was just perfect timing for him, perfect timing. If he really is positive for COVID and he does start to come down with the symptoms, then when our president does speak on COVID or discuss the vaccine or discuss our approach to it, at least we know he's had some experience with it. And that might help. Now, again, if he breezes through it, that's going to help one, you know, one platform, if not the other. So, looks like my Facebook Live knocked out. Hold on a second. So let me get back on this. All right. Sorry about that, guys. I tell you, tech. So, I mean, when it comes to anybody, shall we say, you know, being sick or having a virus or whatever, you know, I hope that the country kind of calms down a little bit. People are excited that he's now going to be in quarantine. Okay, quarantine and isolation are a little different. Okay, if you were exposed to somebody, we quarantine you. You and the whole family could be quarantined together. If there's an exposure and everybody's been at work and everybody, we'll quarantine them off. We'll move them off to the side. We'll quarantine them. Isolation is when you're actually positive. And isolation is when you actually have the disease and we need to treat you. So Hope Hicks is one of his top aides who came down with it first and possibly had it while they were all on Air Force One. She's been isolated. Originally, Trump was going to be quarantined, and then you saw the term switch to isolate. It was to isolate once he and Melania were found to be positive. And then now they're saying, you know, he's had some fatigue. So isolation and quarantine are terms that are used interchangeably, but there is a difference. Isolation is where if you're sick, we're isolating you specifically and by yourself. Quarantine is more, you know what, we're getting you away. We're still isolating you, but we're watching to see if you become positive. Isolation, we're already watching for symptoms. So people are asking, what could Trump do? Can he start taking medication? Well, he's not going to be given hydroxychloroquine, I can tell you that. My guess is they're going to make sure his vitamin D is up. They're going to make sure his vitamin C is up. They're going to make sure his zinc is up. They might have him on an acid suppressor of famotidine. Famotidine has shown some great contributions to this, especially, which I think it helps kind of prevent the clots. But looks like we came up on break. So don't go away. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about this more. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, boy, you know, for COVID winding down and it being less lethal and, you know, people trying to get back to school and get back to work and, you know, supposedly, hopefully reopen the country. We sure are hearing a lot of headlines now with COVID. I mean, if you looked at the headlines, you would almost think COVID is even more ubiquitous now just because the president has it and it's shutting down the NFL. And okay, well, it's not shutting down the NFL, but we'll tell you what's going on with the NFL. So the Titans are supposed to be playing the Steelers. We're in week four, okay? And apparently, I think it was 9 players on the Titans. I need to double check because I don't know if that number changed. But when there were positive cases of people, of players on the Titans, it was not only, I think one player was, had flu-like symptoms, and that's what prompted that testing. Even though they're supposed to be routinely tested all the time, some personnel were also positive. They decided, you know what, you're not playing this week. All right, so the Titans, you know, frustrated, but okay. But they were playing the Steelers. Steelers were ready. Big Ben was good to go. I mean, they were ready to kick some Titan butt. And now the Steelers are like, well, what? So what do we do? So there's been some talk of making this their bye week, changing their bye week. I think Steelers might have had their bye week week 8. I don't remember. I don't have that memorized. But I think they were supposed to be week 8 with their bye week. So they're like, all right, fine, week 4. Both you guys will be in your bye week, week 4, and we'll just move on. Now, the other teams who were deciding on when their bye week was or when their vacation was going to be or whatever, so everything gets kind of over, you know, everything gets overblown. So from what I'm understanding, the NFL is going to publicly say, we got this, we're doing what we're supposed to do, we're on it, but, you know, it's a mess. It's a mess. Once you start canceling one game, it just messes that whole week up, and then subsequent weeks if you have to shift around or postpone games. And each of these games are important. And then if you have fantasy football, don't even ask. That just messes that all up. But I just find it odd that we're in week 4 of football, let's say, or a month before the election, and we've had COVID this whole time. We've had higher cases. And it's been pretty contagious still. It's maybe more contagious now, but it's still been a pretty sturdy, contagious virus this whole time. And all of a sudden now in week 4, we're postponing a game. I just find it really, really hard to believe that everybody's been COVID negative this whole time. And again, I know people in the NFL are like, shut up, keep it down. I mean, something happened. This is what I want to know. When I saw the players playing, same thing with hockey. Hockey went back, they were playing. I love you, Golden Knights. You guys rock. And congratulations on Tampa Bay Lightnings. Is it the Tampa Bay Lightnings, right? Is that how you, I don't watch a lot of hockey, but I watch when the Golden Knights are playing. So they're playing, and they obviously don't have their masks, and they're kind of sitting next to each other, and no, it's COVID-free. Week 1 of football went by. Week 2 of football went by. Week 3 of football went by. There were tackles. There were sacks. There were picks. There were touchdown celebrations, and no masks. No COVID. All of a sudden now, everybody's being pretty transparent about COVID positivity. Now, why? Is it because we can't cover it up anymore? Is it that, you know, the powers that be were like, look, let's just move on. Okay, we finally got football back. Okay, we finally back on the ice with hockey. Let's just move on. Let's, you know, keep going. Or is it now that, you know, maybe it's to somebody's advantage? Now, maybe people have been positive. I mean, we know that there were some positive cases with the White House. But with Hope Hicks being positive and then Donald Trump being positive, you know, there's some advantages there as long as he doesn't get very sick. Now, some of you have been asking me, well, he's having fatigue. So what does that mean? Does that mean he's going to have really, really bad COVID illness? It's a little tricky. It all depends on really what this fatigue is. And again, keep in mind, the White House is shrewd. When they give us a headline, they're not giving us up-to-date texts like, you know, I would with my mother. Got my period today. Or, yeah, I was constipated. Trust me, when they shoot out a headline, there's a lot of thought behind it. So this fatigue thing, to me, is when you are in isolation with the CDC, when the CDC says, if you've been exposed to COVID, you need to be in a 14-day quarantine. Why 14 days? Because COVID could take at least 2 weeks to rear its ugly head. I'm actually believing it could take longer, but right now we've been just working with the premise that if you've been exposed to a positive COVID patient, you're home for 14 days. If you have a symptom of COVID, that narrows to 10. So many people that have called on telemedicine are like, okay, wait a second, whoa. So if I'm symptom-free, I'm stuck home for 14 days. But if I technically have symptoms, and I'm coughing and I'm fever, I get to go back earlier? Yep. The reason why that is in play with the CDC is your 14 days is, well, we need to see when your symptoms come up. We're assuming you're going to get a COVID symptom. So if somebody says they already have a COVID symptom, well, there's no sense waiting through the incubation period because you're already symptomatic. So as soon as I heard that Donald Trump was COVID positive and was going to be going into isolation, remember, before you're COVID positive, you're quarantined. Once you're COVID positive, now you technically you're in isolation. When I heard that, I'm like, ooh, they better come up with a symptom so he could get out 4 days early. And there we go. He's fatigued. So they're going to change this to he has COVID. Not just COVID positive, but he had COVID. This way, we just shaved 4 days off. Remember, Donald Trump has political rallies, has to fundraise. Joe Biden apparently made buku bucks after the debate. I think he smashed records, they said. What was it, $360 million? I don't know how much money Joe Biden got. Which, by the way, is another thing, people. Gosh, honestly, if you have millions of dollars to spend to give Trump or Biden, really rather you give it to, you know, these cities with kids that, you know, don't have Wi-Fi for school or, you know, need cancer medications. It just blows my mind that that kind of money is going for a political campaign. It just kills me. But you know what? I'm not here to judge. So, Donald Trump has to get back out there on the campaign trail. There's an election coming up. So he's got to narrow that 14-day down to 10. We're under the premise now that he's tired. Now, maybe, God forbid, I don't want Biden getting this. I don't want Trump getting this. I don't want anybody getting this. Maybe he really is, you know, COVID positive, and he is starting to come down with COVID. The fatigue does set in first. Unlike the flu, fever might take a day or two to come on. COVID doesn't necessarily hit you like a ton of bricks like flu does. It could. Back East, the back East strain that we saw during the spring was a little bit more vicious, violent, and quick. But you know, compared to flu, COVID is still a little slower. So I wouldn't be surprised if he goes, yeah, I have a mild fever, little bit of body aches, little bit of cough, little bit of, but see, here's the thing. Again, they need to play us. All right. This is all about, we're all being played. By the Democrats, the Republicans, Independents, everybody. Green Party. He needs to get back out there to, campaign. So if somebody's a little tired, then they're like, you know, I was just a little tired. That was it. I feel good. I felt good. Like, remember Tom Hanks? Tom Hanks, when they got out of isolation, I think everybody wanted to hug him. Oh, Tom, hi. How you doing? But you say you had a fever. You say you had a cough. People want to be away from you longer. So even if Donald Trump does have a fever or cough, I'm not really expecting that we're going to hear about that. And from what I understand, he's going to be doing a TV spot soon to, I guess, still talk and campaign. And so it'll be really, really interesting to see how a 74-year-old male has COVID and our president, you know. You know, nonetheless, it's crazy stuff. And I wish everybody well. I hope anybody who has COVID gets better, unlike what I'm seeing online. But same thing with football. This is really interesting that you see the domino effect of the Titans not being able to play. It could be just one player. Somebody said somebody went to a party. I haven't been able to confirm that. The Dr. Dahlia Show news team is again not here. I don't know where the Dr. Dahlia Show news team is. Who knows? Maybe they're playing, you know, they have COVID. Well, fine, whatever. But I don't have my Dr. Dahlia Show news team here, obviously. But, you know, if the Titans of all the football teams and everybody in the league had, you know, some positive cases, my guess is there's positive cases elsewhere. And I just wonder if now people are going to be more forthcoming or they're going to say to heck with it, no, the show must go on. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Vice President Joe Biden and his wife, Dr. Jill Biden, tested negative for COVID-19. They also thanked everyone for their messages of concern, and the Vice President says he hopes this serves as a reminder: wear a mask, keep social distance, and wash your hands. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows telling reporters President Trump is in good spirits and very energetic after testing positive for the coronavirus.
He is certainly wanting to make sure that we stay engaged. I think the other thing that is critically important, the doctors continue to monitor both his health and the health of the First Lady.
Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee tested positive for COVID-19. Earlier this week, he met with Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett. You're listening to USA Radio News. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says President Trump's positive coronavirus test changes the dynamic of ongoing negotiations over a new stimulus package.
This kind of changes the dynamic because here they see the reality of what we have been saying all along.
Pelosi also striking an optimistic tone, saying that she believes a deal will be done with Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin that will include another round of $1,200 stimulus checks. The U.S. economy adding 661,000 jobs in September, while the unemployment rate fell from 8.4% in August to 7.9% last month. That's according to newly released statistics from the Labor Department. The economy has recovered around half of the 22 million jobs lost due to lockdowns and other measures in response to the coronavirus pandemic. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So the Dow Jones Industrial Average dove more than 425 points before starting to, let me see where we are right now with the Dow Jones. I think, it's starting to come back up a little bit. Now, I guess, it start to rebound. Because Dow Jones futures were low. There was supposed to be huge drops because of the Donald Trump COVID diagnosis. And Apple dropped about 3%. Tesla skidded about 7%. Twilio? I don't know about that one. That soared. You know, it's kind of interesting. You see the techs like Apple, Microsoft fall, but I believe a lot of like the telemedicine companies, and I'm going to check on Amazon here for you guys too, because it's really interesting how companies who did really well in the coronavirus pandemic seem to do opposite when we have these falls in the market. And so tech fell, travel fell, so many industries fell, but telemedicine, which I had invested a little bit into, fortunately rose. Telemedicine rose. Amazon dropped about 2.3%. I told you guys, I bought one share of Amazon. One share. It took a lot to do. That Amazon share was like about $3,000. I bought one share. Why? Because Amazon Prime's coming up, and I just figured there'd be a little bit of a bump. So what I wanted to do is I bought that one share, and I don't think I have trade fees. So if Amazon Prime makes a bump up just a little bit, right, and I, like, make $50, then I'll sell it super quick, and I make $50. So that's kind of what I did. Yeah, my husband's like, what the hell are you doing? Now, that was a lot of money. That's really scary to have that much money in one stock. I like my penny stocks. I have Conversion Labs, and I bought a bunch of stock with that, and I like that. I've made some money on conversion stocks, so that's pretty good. But telemedicine is holding strong. Telemedicine didn't seem to drop. Didn't go up a lot today, but considering the bloodbath that be from today. And I told you guys in October we were going to see a bloodbath because we have companies that have the layoffs. The airlines, how many pink slips did they give? 30-some thousand? I think American Airlines, I think 38,000. I have to double-check the layoffs. But unfortunately, there's multiple companies who this month is laid off because they've lost the protection now of the payment, Paycheck Protection Act. The PPP loan urged and actually mandated all employers keep their employees till September 30th. So many small companies who got some PPP money and wanted it to be written off and not a loan were just waiting for September 30th to come. So we're hearing multiple small company layoffs. They're not making the big news. What made the big news was Disney eliminating 28,000 employees because of the theme park shutdowns and new guidelines. United Airlines and American Airlines are collectively putting 32,000 on furlough. Allstate is going to cut about 4,000 jobs. Multiple others, I believe Ralph Lauren and a whole bunch of others have said, look, this is the month we're going to be making some changes, unless, of course, the stimulus package gets approved. Remember we had talked about when the SCOTUS nomination for Amy Coney Barrett came up. We weren't hearing anything about the stimulus bill, and we were afraid that the Democrats would hold it hostage. They had to step up, and so it sounds like they will hopefully move forward. I don't think it's going to be a $2.2 trillion package. They might accuse something being in the hundreds of billions of dollar range skinny, but hopefully something goes through. But here's the thing. If a company, if they, shall we say, infuse more money into the PPP, the Paycheck Protection Loan Program, there were thousands of or millions of companies that didn't get that money. They need to get that money first. So I don't know if the airlines, that's why within these stimulus packages are getting a separate possible infusion. I think they were talking about $25 billion going into the airlines, and I don't know what the final number is going to be. But I don't think the airlines are going to be able to apply for more PPP money, or, you know, many companies won't be able to apply for PPP money. So if they've already had it. So there has to be other stimulus money, which is why restaurants, some of you have kind of noticed that, there's packages for restaurants, the restaurant industry. Well, because if the restaurant industry was lucky enough to get the first PPP money, then they're still forced to be in, you know, half lockdown mode or half capacity and or outdoor seating or, you know, then it's unfortunately that's not going to work for some. So they have to realize that many people are not going to get get PPP money. Restaurant seating has started to open up. There was I know Florida seemed to open up their indoor-outdoor, I believe Milwaukee, I think in Wisconsin. Massachusetts is loosening their restaurant seating restrictions as of today. Why? Because cold weather. So for those of us in the heat, and boy, did California have some real, real hot weather this year. You were stuck outside eating. It was miserable. I went to California a few times, right, to get out of Vegas because Vegas was super hot. California was just as hot. Wildfire smoke, and you had to sit outside. You couldn't sit inside. So as, you know, states are starting to loosen their lockdowns, I think they're kind of being pushed to it, not so much because of politics or economy, but because now the weather. So Massachusetts is starting to get colder. Can't force people to eat outside. But for some of these cities that have been opening up, we're seeing many people are still tending towards wanting to distance from other people. We spoke about this. We gained some real interesting habits the last 6 months. And habits are easy to break. We could ease up on the habits. Trust me. Once I get to go to a football game again or a Golden Knights game, I don't care how close I'm sitting next to you. But I got to tell you, the first couple times, I might feel a little odd. Now, I'm a doctor, so I'm used to being near people. But I see this with others. They just naturally don't want to be around other people. And it's not even about COVID anymore. Now, I can't tell you how many times I shook somebody's hand. Their hand was sweaty. Then it happens. People have hyperhidrosis. People get sweaty hands. But I couldn't really concentrate until I washed their sweat off my hand. You know? And we've kind of done away with handshaking now. Some of us like that. I mean, it's okay to admit it, you know, you're not saying you're right or left or whatever, but, you know, it's kind of nice to not be in a packed restaurant, to not be standing in line and have somebody grab your butt, to have to smell somebody's body odor. It's kind of nice having that distance. And I got to tell you, my jaw hasn't hurt in months because I haven't been chewing gum for breath. Now, if I eat lunch, I just put a mask on. And I don't have to worry about having a breath mint or gum or whatever because I have a mask. You start to get used to this. And so, you know, with the economy and all the changes that we're seeing, and, you know, I don't know what kind of a month this is going to be. Usually in the fall, we see some very weird changes with the stock market. This is kind of where, you know, we had Black Friday in the 80s. Was that 87? Many times people pull money out of the market because the kids are back at school, or, you know, they're getting geared up for Christmas and the holidays or holiday travel. So money starts to leave the stock market. This is just kind of a time when that happens. But on top of everything else, if companies feel that their president could be in jeopardy, it shows you how companies like the president. President gets sick, numbers go down. What happened when Obama won the second term? I think stocks dropped, like, tanked that next day. I mean, after the election. It's interesting how business seems to kind of like the Republican presidents. So people are asking me, okay, you know, what can we give Donald Trump to make sure he's fine? Well, anybody. I want everybody having access to these medications. But probably if he is going to, God forbid, need something, they're probably going to do remdesivir or convalescent plasma, because those are still the only two FDA-approved treatments for COVID-19 serious symptoms. One correction I need to make is if Donald Trump and Melania have severe symptoms, their isolation will extend longer. But if they're feeling better and no fever and all that, they could leave their isolation in 10 days. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
I'm Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, I've had animals most of my life, and I've really appreciated them to the fact that I think they're smarter than us. Now, I mean, you all know about Shaky Boo and Saji and Snowball and Snappy and Spider. I got five cats, and then I got the dog Uzi. And sometimes they do stupid. I'm like, what the hell are you doing? Uzi got, you know, her head stuck in a... Apparently my husband buys like some seltzer things, and then I guess Uzi wanted to get into the box, and so she'll just walk around and hit her head because she's stuck in this box on her head. And you know, and you're like, okay, you know, animals are kind of dumb. And then I'm like, no, they're smarter. They're smarter than that, okay? You know, she probably realized that there might have been some tuna fish that might have gotten some sediments on the box, so she was trying to get into the box. She's finding other ways to eat. Dogs and cats, they're really, really wily. But I've always thought birds were just brilliant. Birds just, I mean, they know when I'm coming up on them. They know when to poop. They know how to aim their poop. We humans can't aim our poop. I mean, we kind of get in the toilet bowl, but that's why the toilet bowl's so big, because they know we're going to, like, not aim right. Birds just are some of the smartest animals out there. Unfortunately, they're smart in their own sort of world and environment. When we try to throw stuff into their environment, we can mess them up. And so throughout the spring, it didn't really make a lot of big headlines. You would hear of a bird getting caught in a mask or another bird getting caught in a mask. One bird died, and somebody took it to Facebook to go, look, you know, these masks are killing our birds. Well, how is a mask on your face killing a bird? Well, what happens is, you know, birds are hungry. You know, and birds will land, you know, on, you know, certain trash cans or near plants areas or whatever and try to get some seeds. And if there's a mask there with a loop, you know, and let me pull one out to, and yeah, I got a clean mask. It's amazing I got some clean masks around here. So when, you know, they run into something like this, or maybe two of them because people decide to throw them out, and maybe they're interlaid, right? They might get their little foot attached, and then they might fly off, and then it twists, and then it twists again. So apparently in one case, a bird was so tangled up in the mask that it actually got tangled within the tree. I mean, you know, for us, I'm not very good with tangling. You know, when I have something, I'm trying, and I twist it one way, and then I try to twist it the other, it looks like I'm making it worse. I just always make it worse. Well, you know, birds aren't dumb. They're trying to counterclockwise turn, clockwise turn, and unfortunately, they get themselves twisted up. And we have masks everywhere. You know, I did a staycation on the Las Vegas Strip, and I took pictures. I need to probably make a collage. I can't tell you how many masks, even fresh, clean-looking masks, just discarded on the sidewalk. Masks everywhere. Again, it makes you wonder what's going on with the environment. We really haven't heard from the environmentalists, or the environmentalists have been trying to speak, but nobody's been listening to them going, oh, it's COVID. We don't want to hear about the environment now. I mean, if I was an environmentalist, and I do love the environment, I'd be like, guys, can we lay off all the aerosol? Why do we have all this plastic and plexiglass, right? We really have to idle in our cars for 15, 20 minutes. Why can't we go inside the building? All that stuff is really ruining the environment. But, so with these masks, what they recommend is so birds don't die, and we're around birds, okay, wherever we live, to maybe just kind of cut off the loops. They pretty much shouldn't hurt themselves with this unless they poke their foot into it or their beak, but cut off the loops, and then they also recommend to just rip it in half when you're done. Now, some of you are going to say, whoa, wait a second, Dr. Dahlia, no. We were told that when you discard your mask, you take it off and you throw it out and you don't touch it. And now we were supposed to do this. Well, environment and COVID don't mix. You either want to be pro-environment or anti-COVID. And, yeah, I don't want you touching the mask and all that, but I also don't want birds dying. So maybe go like this, ding, and then, I don't know, if you don't want to rip it in half, don't, but maybe kind of fold it. I don't know. I don't want you touching your mask either. But anyway, the environmentalists have made some suggestions on what to do with their masks so the birds don't get caught in them. Now, the beach is a whole other issue. So I was in Newport, and we like to hit the beach early morning because you have the whole beach to yourself. And in California, you have to wear a mask. And I'm like, really, got to wear a mask to the beach? Well, yeah, if you're walking around, you have to wear a mask. So, oh, man, I'm losing my feed. Sorry, guys. Hold on 1 second. I lost my feed. Got to get back on my feed. I do need to feed. I am hungry. But this is my Facebook Live feed. There we go. Hold on there. So, we're going to the beach, and everybody's wearing their mask. And I didn't really have room to put I didn't really have a pocket. So I had my plastic mask on, and then I ran into somebody I knew, and then I took some pictures. So my mask was basically on my face or under my chin, and then I run into the water. Well, all of a sudden, I feel like, oh, wait a second, now the mask is going to float off into the water. So I try to throw it to my husband, you know, because I'm like, here, throw this away. Find a garbage and throw this away. And, of course, when I can't throw, okay, sorry, no, I'm not speaking for all women. Women can throw. I can't throw. I could kick. I can't throw. So I throw it, and it falls right back into the water. So I get my butt out of the out of the ocean, and I throw the mask onto the beach, and in the area where I think we're landed, we're you know, kind of camping out, and then I go back into the water. But I was thinking to myself, how many people would have taken that time to take off their wet mask that they forgot about or that they had stuffed in their bra, and to at least put it on the beach, and then once they get on the beach, take it and throw it out? Apparently not many, because oceanographers are seeing all our masks and our plastic gloves at the bottom of the ocean. Now, our masks and plastic gloves and vinyl gloves and latex gloves, biodegradable, the majority of them, no. There are some biodegradable, you know, things being made, but the polypropylene in our masks or gloves isn't. So now algae is getting caught up in these. Fish, it's bleeding, you know, sediments into the water that don't need to be. And I know we don't talk about the environment a lot because, you know, I live in Vegas and there's always wildfires around and dust and, you know, pollution and all that. And so, you know, people unfortunately go, okay, you know, you're creating some of that, you know. Oh, and then the methane. And I produce and I expel my share of methane. So people don't think I practice what I preach, but I work for the EPA. I love the environment. I'm a huge environmentalist. I think the environment is. I mean, that's, if we don't protect our environment, we don't have an earth that's going to be safe enough for our great-grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren, you know. And so I'm very pro-environment. But, you know, we've been telling people this whole time, look, you know, go to plastic. Don't recycle. Nobody's recycling anymore. Why aren't they? Well, they might be recycling their Coke cans, but you're given a menu. It's a piece of paper. That menu gets thrown out because they aren't reusing things. Nobody's recycling things. Everybody's using paper. I'm seeing paper plates. I'm seeing plastic all over the place. And I thought we were trying to protect the environment. So luckily some headlines are now coming out where they're saying, look, guys, we need to, you know, probably think about our wildlife because we're killing birds and, you know, maybe we should have a different way, different approach to everything we're doing in terms of our aerosols, in terms of our car idling, in terms of our plastic bags. But, you know, for now, everybody's still scared of COVID, and we were thinking COVID would be gone by now. So my guess is the powers that be were like, look, just for a few months, we'll go all plastic and then we'll, you know, reverse back. I don't think so. Which is why we had spent a lot of time earlier this spring going, look, if you're a company reopening back up and you decided to buy in bulk all sorts of things for quote-unquote COVID, if you can, you might want to invest in some biodegradable kind of green sort of COVID-friendly sort of things, because what's going to happen is the environmentalists are going to come back and say, no, 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 now we got to change it all. 1-877-DOT-SALLY, don't go away.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.